This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked about this a little bit as it was happening, that the number of people applying to start new businesses in this economy really spiked in the months after the pandemic started. It has settled down a bit since then, but the rate of new business formation, that's the official term, new business formation, is still a lot higher than it was in the before times. And that's in the face of, and stop me if you've heard this before, a still really tight labor market and inflation, the interest rate hikes, and the recessions worrying this economy continues to face. Interestingly, a lot of that new business formation is about where they are popping up. Most specifically, not in downtowns and central business districts. Marketplace's Justin Ho takes us about 20 miles north of downtown San Diego.
I'm standing in a parking lot right off the 5 freeway in an office park that's home to a handful of businesses.
From here, you can see a law firm, annex of a hospital, some medical practices, a bank.
Nathan Rogge is the CEO of that bank. It's called First Pacific Bank, and he points out that it's not just offices around here. There's a grocery store, a gym, a hardware store, a taco shop.
And then outside of that, then there are literally thousands of homes.
In other words, we're in the suburbs. Rogge's bank has been in this location for about a year, and he says compared to downtown, working out here has a lot of advantages. For one, it's close to home. Rogge lives about 10 minutes away. There's plenty of parking, and when you step inside...
Here we go.
You can see that the building itself is pretty new.
All the finishes are updated. Technology's here. You don't have any issues of obstructions for Wi-Fi or that you have a lack of access to technology. People enjoy or feel better about coming to a building that they're comfortable with.
Rogge says it's a lot harder to find a place like this downtown, at least at the same price. His bank lends to a lot of small and medium-sized businesses that have set up shop in places just like this. And he says affordability is a big draw.
As you get further away from the downtown area, there are actually buildings that you can not only lease at a reasonable price, but actually acquire and ultimately build equity.
Last year, the downtown office vacancy rate rose above the vacancy rate in the suburbs for the first time since 1998, according to the property services company CBRE. Nicholas Bloom, a professor at Stanford, calls this the donut effect.
This is the classic American donut. People have left the center and moved out to the ring.
Bloom says it's not just medium-sized businesses like First Pacific Bank. It's also tiny businesses, side hustles, owned by people who work from home.
Imagine I wanted to, sell, World War II memorabilia. I could start the thing up when I'm working from home, do a few sales on the side. If it really takes off, eventually I'll maybe leave my job.
And starting a business that way, Bloom says, is about as affordable as it gets.
So rather than needing to, go to the bank or go to friends or family and borrow, let's say, $20,000, you can start it for free in your home.
Businesses are starting up in the suburbs for another reason.
Businesses and entrepreneurs are going to go where the opportunity is, right?
That's Karen Kerrigan, CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Populations in the suburbs are growing faster than in urban cores, according to an analysis of census data by the Brookings Institution.
That's a lot of customers and consumers to cater to with any type of business.
We haven't necessarily seen big commercial real estate developers start responding to this population shift, says Richard Barkham, CBRE's global chief economist.
At the moment, we've got elevated interest rates and we've got an economy that's slowing. So we may well see some new real estate investment in the suburbs, but it isn't happening immediately.
Some smaller businesses aren't waiting. One of those is Day's Delicious Dogs, a food truck in Columbia, South Carolina.
So we sell hot dogs, nachos, fries, popcorn, cotton candy, ices.
Sierra Jenkins is the owner. She had the idea to open a hot dog food truck early in the pandemic, and she finally did it last year. Jenkins says she had no interest in opening up downtown, in large part because that would have meant a lot of red tape.
Just being close up in the city is like you always just on your toes because you never know how they're going to feel about the next move you make.
A food truck, she says, gives her more freedom to go to her customers, whether they're at a street festival or just working from home.
We are able to go in neighborhoods and set up so people don't have to leave their home and travel. It's just like us bringing it to their front doors.
Jenkins says she'd love to open up a brick-and-mortar shop someday, but it won't be in a busy urban center. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.